Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. It's so good that you're back on the air. I missed you those weeks.
You're right. I wasn't even on the planet. So.
Oh, we missed you on the planet. How's that?
Yeah, it was a big fog to me, as always. Obviously, I take these cosmic vacations. Unfortunately, my body's not real happy about it, but obviously the rest of me's okay. All right, so tonight...
I'm glad you had a return ticket.
Yeah, me too. I wanted to stay. I'm not getting any cooperation. Not here, but there.
We're not ready for you yet, they're saying.
I know. They've got too much invested in me. Basically, they said, are you kidding? Get back there. Oh, Lord.
Well, we're glad.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So tonight our show is Creating Through Chaos or Creating Through Peace. And this is just, it's such an interesting piece that of information that came through a session, and I'm going to be very excited to share about it. And again, please... You know, every time you read a show announcement, you're more than welcome to giggle at all of the misspellings, because when I go in to write whatever it is they want me to say, I have no clue how to spell. I have never seen... I read this thing tonight, and I went, you've got to be kidding me. I could not believe all the errors in it. So, I mean, glaring errors, but again, it's become kind of an internal joke. And then the team tonight is going to work with us in the dream time about creating our realities of our dreams. So, which I always appreciate. Show dedication tonight is the awakening of humanity as each person is ready to acknowledge who they really are and take responsibility for the creation of their reality and the reality of planet Earth. Necessity will force people to step forward and use their magic, whether they believe they have it or not, to change the events that will be happening. And this came right from the team. Remember that you are safe, and at the same time allow that these circumstances are happening to force people to step forward. I'm tough. I'm not quite that tough. So... And I want to read just part of this as it relates to, let's see. Well, let me, this is actually from 8:15 from Lauren Gorgo. And a quote from the Seven Sisters, the time has come for great change in your outer world. And I got to tell you, I've had my seatbelt on for weeks, okay? And I know you have, Veronica, no question about it.
Oh, yes.
There's already so much taking place both within us and around the planet that the unseen want to harness the opportunity to reinforce the message of joy and hope during the increasingly more dramatic changes that will continue to take place all around us and to remind us that all is well, regardless of outside appearances. Now, again, this is from the 15th. The message is, as it always is, for us to view change for what it is. The switch from a separation-based societal mindset to a society-based in unity, consciousness, and love. We're being reminded that this is all we need to understand with regard to the dismantling and upheaval that will continue to take place in the outside world. That the details are merely symptoms of this changing process, and at the core... All movement is leading to the outcome that we desire, both individually and collectively. Having said that, they are also making it clear that great transformation is indeed upon us, you think? Big changes in the world as we know it, and that this change is ultimately for the good of all, yet may be immediately perceived as a threat to those who carry fear in their hearts and separation in their minds. Whatever unfolds, it will be for those of us who are centered in truth with the inner knowing that all is perfect and well. To remain in our hearts, thereby quelling the fears of those around us with our unwavering optimism, toward any global restructuring. And again, the Seven Sisters, ignore the fears and protests and stay anchored in your heart center. Neutral to chaos and while maintaining a sense of trust in the overall plan. Put your focus to undeniable feelings of optimism rising within you instead. These feelings that are emerging are a true indication of what's around the next bend, not what it appears to be, what it feels to be. So let's talk about the earthquake because, and of course, the hurricane that's moving as we speak.
Oh, Lord.
There were actually two earthquakes that day. The first one, of course, epicentered in Virginia, and the second one in southern Colorado. Neither place do they normally have earthquakes. Certainly not the one in Virginia. And a member of the Maroon 5 band, which, you know, if anybody's familiar with Maroon 5, I happen to be. They just did a fabulous piece called Mick Jagger. And this is one of the judges on the Voice. And he texted or tweeted, and he said, "Even God's mad at Washington." So I had to laugh at that. At any rate, also with the hurricane, and I want to say this to everybody, because you have knowledge and notice of it coming, you're in a position, as the magicians you are, to be working with the energy of that hurricane and encourage it to go back out to sea. Because it's scheduled to literally hit, other than Florida, the whole East Coast. And I mean the whole East Coast, all the way into Massachusetts and beyond. You know, the team has been saying for quite a while now that Americans are not listening. They're just not listening. And the only way to get their attention, okay, unfortunately, is with things that scare them. Now, somebody made the comment to me this week, it would have been yesterday, that they were just upset that Congress wasn't in session when the earthquake hit because maybe it would get all the people off their butts. Now, you know, I really want to say here, and I'm not trying to be flippant, honestly, I'm not, but we're going to see some amazing things happen in our country to get everybody's attention. And, you know, again, we're back to the Atlantean thing. We have really thought of ourselves as being the center of this planet, you know, the leaders of the free world. And the loss of respect for America is so big. There is a lid over us in terms of information. You know, we talked about this last week, Veronica.
Yes,
you know, that we don't even get the true information. I mean, I'm sure most of you out there are resourceful enough to be looking at alternative sources of news. But the dumbing down of America between, you know, pharmacies on every corner and, you know, being in constant concern for our housing, you know, which is a very big deal in this country, the loss of security, loss of jobs, the loss of value of the dollar, you know, the uncertainty, people losing their retirement funds. People are very distracted, and, you know, we've been used for a very long time to be able to trust our government, which really is no longer the case.
Unfathomable, isn't it?
Who would have thought, Veronica, that we'd be sitting here having this conversation? And it's not that I don't trust Barack Obama. I do trust him. I just see that his hands are tied with what's going on. And I remember your guide saying it didn't really matter who was in office, that basically nothing was going to happen. And I think that's pretty true.
Right. We can't vote on where the real power is.
Well, when the story on Murdoch broke in England, for those of you that may or may not know, Murdoch is a huge person, owns a lot of media. I know him from Dole, you know. But
from what?
Dole. He also owns Dole. D-O-L-E.
Oh, wow. Pineapple.
And but, I mean, his other holdings are huge. And, of course, that was part of this whole thing going on in England, where they were, you know, chipping into people's voicemails and listening into all their messages, including the royals. And his company was behind that. And it's also happening in our country. They just haven't, you know, again, taken the lid off, because the big industrialists have a lot more influence in our country than they do outside of our country. And, you know, if you want to throw him into the category, and I hate these words, but I don't know any other words to use anymore, of Illuminati-like, he sits right in there. People of extraordinary financial influence that are misusing their power.
Hmm.
And so we know these things are going on, and, you know, I often talk about it. I talk to some of the most fascinating people all over the world on the planet, and I'm always so grateful because I get such different perspectives, because they all have a very big reach. And, you know, some of them have very sweet lives, and then others are like, whoa. And so, you know, when I hear about what they're sharing, I'm fascinated, you know, all over the world what's going on. But as the magicians that we are, we really, 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 and as we see these things happening in our country, which there are going to be more, I'm not trying to be a doomsdayer here. I'm just saying. Now, and I do want to bring this up. I've had some people who have said, well, I think the earthquake in Virginia was HARP or created outside, you know, by some other forces. And I will just say that it's potentially right that it was created by another force, but not a negative force. Okay? I really get, I mean, when our Washington Monument is symbolic, you know, it's so symbolic, has a big crack in it, I really think that hopefully people are going to pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
They had to close down the monument. Did you see that, Veronica?
Yeah, I'm just seeing it, yes.
So,
and it was only 5.8, which is a lot lower than some of the earthquake numbers that have hit, right?
Absolutely, but it was felt from Georgia all the way into Canada, into northern Canada, the northeastern Canada, into Quebec. They felt it there.
Amazing.
That is amazing, even though it was a
5.8. Yeah, that's amazing.
So, you know, I think that...
whose fault was that?
I'm sorry?
I said, whose fault was that?
Well, I don't think it's about assigning fault. I think these are major wake-up calls.
That was a joke.
I know. And I think that we're going to see some other things come online that are going to be, again, we don't have to really worry. We need to be the reality creators that we are, and also compassionate detachment, know that these things are happening to help get people to step into their magic, into their power, and awaken.
Mm.
Because if we've got people asleep at the wheel, which right now pretty much everybody is, you know, not everyone, but a lot of people are asleep at the wheel. They're so busy dealing with their day-to-day struggles, and it's understandable. Believe me, I'm not being compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just pushing forward the awakening process. And sometimes it takes something scary to get us to get there. But I think there are going to be other incidents. And we had 3 nuclear reactors that were hit with this earthquake.
Wow.
Were you aware of that?
No.
There were three. They had the first one, they had back up and running, I believe, the same day. The other two took about another 24 to 36 hours before they brought them back up again.
I did not know that. Wow.
And when you see, you know, when they took shots of them, they're sitting right on the water, right on the ocean. So I really get that this is, you know, it's kind of like, you know, your mom or dad saying, are you paying attention? Are you paying, or even God, are you paying attention here? Mm-hmm. You didn't get it with the Gulf. You didn't get it with Katrina. You didn't get it with Japan. Are you getting it yet? So, and I thought it was very interesting that the president was away and Congress was in recess. Mm. I thought that was fascinating.
Where's the president?
He was up at Camp David on vacation.
Hmm.
So, again, I think we're going to have some other situations occur that people are going to start looking around and going, wait a minute. This stuff is coming too quick. There's something else behind this. What the heck's going on? And hopefully, you know, there are always going to be people that want to believe that something else is behind it. You know, the HARP or what, you know, I've had different people say different things. Some negative force. But I don't think hitting the United States from a negative force is going to accomplish what they want. Okay? There really is no benefit to scaring Americans to that level. Because bottom line is China and Russia hold all our debt anyway. All they got to do is make a phone call. You know, I don't see that as the issue. I do see it as people waking up and realizing that they're far more powerful than they believe. And this is where we go back. I really believe, Veronica, that our ability to create reality right now is the most powerful I've ever seen it. Have you paid attention to little thoughts that you've had and how quickly they've manifested?
Yes, and I keep seeing both sides, you know, the negative and the positive happening.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And being aware, it's almost like being the observer of yourself, watching yourself go from a positive thought to a negative thought and how fast you either feel it or see it reflected back to you. So we've got a little window in here to do some major practice.
Split-second practice. We had a split-second meditation.
Yeah, it's
meditation.
Pretty split-second. Well, I think this is a major wake-up call. And I thought it was really interesting that somebody had received a thing from Bashar that said, you know, come see us in New York. We won't be coming back anytime soon. And I'm thinking, oh, great.
Is he there right now? Is he in New York?
I believe so. I didn't see the communication. I want to talk here for a moment about, and I'm so excited about this, on Bonnie's website, livealifeyoulove.com. When you hit on the blog, it's on the right-hand side of the web page. It has intentions, and when you click on that, she's got some things to give you ideas about how to write intentions and so on. And then if you look around, you'll see example, and she has her intentions on there, which incorporate the intentions that the team adds to every session, which I'm thrilled because it really is very nice. But her intentions are so extensive. They're 4 pages. And they're brilliant. But this is a woman who goes into her magic room at 4 o'clock every morning and really works with her intentions and reads them every morning and works with the energy and moves the energy and moves the joy and the love and the light. And, I mean, you know, she is such a conscious reality creator all the time, proactive. Okay, and so, you know, for any of you right now, and I'm not talking about using these intentions necessarily for the team, although you're welcome to. However, what I am saying is print them out and read them for yourself, because you've got it broken down into every possible category, literally. And one of which is enjoying the juiciness of planet Earth. And no matter what happens, this one is in relationships, no matter what happens, remember the love, you know, between she and her partner. And always remember the love. And but each one of her intentions is just loaded. And it's not that they're long. They're thought out. They're powerful. And the energy she's got behind each one is palpable. And, I mean, she's got her cosmic and her spiritual and her financial and her health and her, I mean, everything. And I just believe that for everybody, whether you use hers or you use it as a template to create your own, I don't care. But if every morning you spent, while you're having your coffee, whatever, in meditation, in your private room, in your meditation space, going through those intentions every morning, how powerful that could be for everybody's day. And because it would put you back in the space of what you're wanting to create instead of being on the defense of the things that are coming at you. Because as we're moving out of Mercury retrograde, things are moving fast. Can you feel it, Veronica?
Oh, yes, I do.
I mean, tonight's the first night that I was actually antsy. And I thought, where the hell is that coming from? Because I've been dragging around like everybody else, and I just thought, wow. And we have, Mercury hasn't even stationed direct yet. I know it was aspected to Mars in some negative way today, but I mean, it's so the 26th.
Well, that's tomorrow, right? So
right, tomorrow it goes. It stations, it stops, and then it turns direct. So we're not going to really be in full swing till mid-September, I don't think. But that doesn't mean, I'm telling you, there's a lot of stuff coming, a lot of stuff coming. I can feel it. I can feel it. There are new beings in. There are creator. I mean, I got to tell you, the big boys have arrived, and girls.
Yay!
Yeah, I say yay, too, except that this is the energy of this. I don't know if the word is different. But they're really on a fact-finding mission right now to see where we are as a race. And there are some things that really have them upset, and they want to help change them as quickly as possible. And I can feel it coming through the sessions. I can feel it going through my body. And I'm trying to make my own adjustments to kind of handle the energy. They're not ready to announce themselves yet. Lordy, lordy. But it's coming. There was a great piece on communication by Christina London, and the squirrel turned out. And she talked about communication between people on different levels and frequencies, and how, in essence, her husband that she'd been with a long time, he literally couldn't hear her. And she would try to have a conversation with him, and he would turn around and kind of turn tail halfway through a sentence. And it was literally like he couldn't hear what she was saying. And I started thinking about this phenomena, and what I've been encountering is that people that I've been extremely, what I consider soul family. And I'm fascinated by the things that are coming out of their mouth, the profound statements that they're making, loaded with wisdom and knowing, and even authority. And I'm like, where the hell did they get that? You know, these are not people who wear the big sign that says I'm a metaphysician either. These are just people I adore, and I'm like, wow. And I've always felt that they had wisdom and, you know, loved them dearly. But now it's like the real them is showing up. And it's, I mean, I'm in awe. Have you been having any communication issues like that, Veronica?
I can't think. You better keep talking, or I'll see if I can put it in my lexicon here.
In your lexicon. Well, she also talked about the fact that she talked with the angels, and they talked about forgiving herself and forgiving the other about their communication problems, and also believing that you're in a perfect relationship. Even though the partner isn't moving as fast, let's say, as she is. So this was a statement. The angel said that we literally were walking on two different levels spiritually, and it was showing up more in the physical world. Even though we're going in the same direction, the ascension is at a point right now that it's making a clearer distinction between souls and where they stand spiritually. So my husband wasn't purposely trying to upset me. He really couldn't hear me or, at the other times, even understand me. This is not something that will happen for the rest of the ascension process, but we will see the differences between our path and our loved ones become more distinct from time to time. I thought that was so fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
So when she got this answer from the angels, this is what she said, I got the answer. I immediately forgave my husband and then forgave myself for my frustration.
Hmm.
And, you know, I think basically we're pretty lucky. We have a lot of people around us on the same wavelength, but not always.
But I'm sort of chuckling to myself going, you know, I know a lot of people that they can't hear me. And I don't know. I don't know if it's worse right now or better, but I was talking about that yesterday with somebody, how some people you just can't communicate. There's no hearing at all, you know. But I'm not seeing it more right now, I don't think.
I think if we can, and here's the dangerous part, where we take it on ourselves to try to fix it with somebody,
mm-hmm.
if they're not ready. Okay? That's not our job. Our job is to continuously hold the light and hold the love and send them light and love, and if and when they're ready, depending on what stage they're at in their own personal evolution and ascension, that relationship, and that's pretty much what she talked about, can come back together down the road more strongly. So it's just allowing everybody to move at their own speed. And I
find something interesting right now, because I'm very involved in the difficulty of, say, all the different members of the family as my father is dying, you know.
Right.
And I just realized that the thing I have to learn all the time over and over is that I can't be heard, or just saying something evokes defense in others, so I have to either be quiet. I have to be really careful what I say right now. It's probably a good way to put it.
Well, honestly, Veronica, I think that's a good idea with your family anyway.
Yes.
I mean, no offense. I'm not, by the way, everybody, I'm not trying to be rude here. Mm-hmm. But, and this opens up a really good subject. By virtue of the energies that you carry,
mm-hmm.
you can be a thorn in someone's side, and so can I.
Yeah.
And literally, I've been talking about this in this last week. Where in a way you become a social pariah. You actually interfere in their reality. They're not comfortable having you around.
Yeah, I feel it's the disruptor. I'm the disruptor.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so what makes you the disruptor is, one, you see, and two, this is where you get into trouble. Sometimes you talk about what you see.
I know. I had visitation from my mother, my stepmother, and my aunt, who are all on the other side, and I was on my way to the hospital to see my dad, and all three of them were saying, say nothing.
Thank you. That's exactly the message I'm getting. So,
and they stood with me as I went through it, and it was very easy, and I felt loved and supported, so I didn't feel alienated, but I didn't say anything.
Good girl.
Yeah, I'm learning something. I'd be growing up here, Jackie.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. One of the biggest problems is, and this is true for all of you listening to the show, because you can see, it's difficult sometimes not to tell people you are close to, people you love, or family members, what you see. And if they're not ready to hear it, they're going to resent the hell out of you. And they're not going to want to be around you. And that's just a fact of life. So it's allowing, and again, I this is going to get bigger and bigger, Veronica, with this whole ascension thing.
Oh, Lordy.
We can drive, huh?
I said, oh, Lordy.
Well, we can drive people away, or we can be the beacon of light that is loving regardless of what we see and know. When they're ready, at their particular stage of evolution, whatever that may be, they'll find their way back.
But it's interesting because you can say be loving, and that's an intention I hold all the time. But when I'm scared or when I'm defensive, then I'm not radiating, and I know others aren't either. We're not radiating love at that point, and that's something that's a big practice for me.
Hello.
What makes you scared?
I think of the judgments or the attacks that come, you know, or that I suddenly become small inside of myself because of the vibrational reality of the situation. You know, those are things that change my resolve to radiate. Not my resolve, my ability, probably, at least for a few minutes.
The only way that you can feel small is, again, back to the threat of attack.
Mm-hmm. Or I think there's another thing, which is, I come from a bigger family than you do, that when you play a certain role as a little person, you can be triggered into taking on that vibration again unwittingly. You know what I'm saying? People, and I know this from other people as well, you can stumble into an old vibrational way of being if you're not really alert and, you know, being conscious of it.
And, you know, I'm just going to make this recommendation. Before you go to the hospital, before you see your family members, you need to spend time with your child and adolescent and shore them up.
Right.
Okay? You absolutely do, because the adult you knows how to handle this.
Right.
It's the child and adolescent that don't. And when I look at her, I see them feeling ganged up on. And the minute you sit small, I literally saw your child shrink.
Great.
Knowing, huh?
I said, great. I've been working on this quite well a lot. Thank you for that reminder, actually.
Well, and again, you know, I'm just saying, you're such a powerful being on so many levels and in so many ways. And it was your own words about reacting within the family structure and so on, that it's your child and adolescent that are reacting. It's not the adult you.
Right.
The adult you knows who you are, knows the light you carry, knows the truth that you represent.
And knows the job you have.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so there'd be no reason for that part of you to shrink, nor would you do it. But your child and adolescent would, because they've gotten pretty beat up over time within your family structure.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I've seen it firsthand in terms of some of the work we've done together. So you know, I know this to be true. And I thought, I think it's absolutely wonderful that you had three relatives come in.
Yes.
You know, couldn't to tell you, say nothing.
And it was fun. It was really fun to go there. I felt like I was very alive. That's what I felt like, you know.
You had a support system.
Yes, I did. And it was wonderful. It was beautiful, actually.
And so you felt supported and you felt validated because they were with you.
Yeah. Because they could see.
What?
Because they could see.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yes, thank you for that. And I have to say, this is just in my honor, I want to say I'm much better at it now than I was. Much better.
Oh, I can feel that. I can feel that. I still can see your little girl, though.
Yeah, well, we're working on her.
Yeah, she still gets beat up. I'd like to ask for everybody's support tonight for Dan Wanzer, who is Genevieve's husband, the twins, Charlotte and Genevieve. He's waiting to see if this, I don't know if we want to call it an experimental drug, but it's off the grid in terms of being traditional chemotherapy, but they're having huge results with it without the terrible side effects. If he qualifies for it, he potentially could start therapy on it September 1st. And if not, he'll go with traditional chemotherapy. But I would love if everybody could include him in their prayers. This is such a wonderful man. A wonderful man. Also, dear Lane, Lane Cargill, who I love and adore, and she just finished her fourth round of chemo. And because chemo is cumulative, it's, and this is a powerful being, a collective walk-in, and it was her vessel that wanted the chemo, not her as a collective. It's been a very interesting, but I really adore this woman, and all the light that people can send to her would be so greatly appreciated. These are very extraordinary times right now. And I also want to talk real quick about Tylenol PM. Another sweet friend of ours, her daughter's girlfriend died.
Oh my.
From taking Tylenol PM at night. Oh my. And the doctors said at the hospital that they want to try to change the warnings on the bottle. That's how dangerous it is. And this is an over-the-counter drug. So for any of you that are taking Tylenol PM, stop it. So let's talk about creating chaos or peace, and I'm going to bring the team in because we're kind of short on time here. And I know this came about because of a session, but I'll let them tell you. All right, everyone, so good to be with all of you tonight. And we ask all of you to take a nice deep breath. You've had a lot of things going on for a while now. So just settle down just a little bit. So we're going to tell the story about how this came about. We were doing a session on a very powerful being, who is married to a very powerful being. These are both amazing beings, archetypal, if you will, both of them. And as we pointed out, both of them are extraordinary magicians. Now, one of them, metaphysically, an amazing reality creator, and it's been the focus of this being her entire life. All right? This has been something that she had in her mind from the very beginning. Inklings, knowings, that she could change outcomes, create reality from a very young age. And she met someone. And she's very successful. She met someone amazingly successful in the material plane. And she knew he was a magician. We talked with her about this many times. And as we pointed out to her, she creates in peace. She needs peace to do her reality creations. This is where she feels she's the most effective. But her partner loves to create in chaos. Now, does this make him wrong? No. But the more people, the more activities, the more things he can be a part of, the more he loves it. But he's an amazing creator. And he's proven his abilities over and over and over again. Very broad reach on the planet. Now, does this make one way to create reality or the other better? And the answer is no. Now, one of the reasons that we had the channel come to Las Vegas to begin the work is because Las Vegas is where dark and light come together. Chaos. And out of that chaos could become great expansion. There were some other reasons, too, but we won't go into those now. Out of chaos, the planet was created. So, now, he doesn't necessarily harness the chaos where she comes in through a place of peace. Because in that place of peace and quiet, she is completely in touch and can hold the resonance of her reality creation. Now, for some of you, and many of you star beings have ADD, or ADHD, or any of those other initials, find it very difficult to focus on one thing very long. You have a number of things going on, spinning those plates. A form of chaos. Phone ringing, people at the door, this, that, the other thing. And yet, for some of you, we know you relate to this, Veronica. For some of you, you can accomplish amazing things out of that chaos. For us to tell you, well, you have to get quiet and really connect, we would never do that. What we want you to do what you do naturally and be consciously aware of it and add to it the intentions of what you're really wanting to create in a quiet place for a few moments every day before you begin your day. These are my overall intentions for my life at this time, which you may change every day anyway, or every week, or every month, or every year. But, or every 2 hours at the rate things are going. Now, we don't want any of you to get too set, all right? Because for many of you star beings, you don't like being harnessed or tied down. Don't stifle my creativity. And that's never the intent. What we're trying to help you do is to expand your ideas and get clarity Because many of you, and we deal with intentions every day from people, some of them four little lines, you know. Not that this is bad. If that's their intentions, fine. But you're allowed to ask for more. You're allowed to say, this is what I really want to create. And I want this, and I want to create this. And the reason the channel enjoys Bonnie's intention so much, and they've worked together and been friends for a long time, is that Bonnie's intentions are so well thought out. So deep, so personal, that oftentimes they trigger something in the channel. Oh, there's a new way to look at that. One of them, as relates to her children, to see them as the powerful young men that they are, capable, and so on and so forth. And as parents, you all tend to focus on the problems you have with your children. But as an intention, this can change by you changing the way you see them. You've heard this from school teachers many, many times. The vision they hold for their students, the student will rise up to that vision. In a way, a similar process. In relationship, no matter what happens, to always remember the love. That's powerful. Because what that says is, no matter what problems we may have, this is my driving force to always remember the love that we have. There are so many things that all of you, and some of you haven't even thought about, oh my gosh, I never thought about I could intend that. Oh boy. And doing it with clarity, not desperation. Clarity. Feeling empowered, sitting with it. You may not want to use the words that Bonnie uses, but you may as well look at them. Use that, you know, as your matrix for what you want to look at. Or an outline. But don't underestimate the power of your intentions. Because these are your intentions with all of your unseen friends, with the universe. This is what I intend. I allow the universe to deliver the how and the way, which people can be far greater than you ever imagined. Never underestimate the way that the universe can deliver. When you get clarity and focus about what it is you want and choose to create. Now, there's a caveat here. Go through your intentions and look at the beliefs you hold that may keep you from really being able to create it, because you will create what you really want, not necessarily what you ask for. This is where it gets tricky. So it takes some processing. Do I really believe that I can have this? Or do I need to work on this, or work on that, or work on my deservability, or work on how my life would look with it? You know, we hear lots of people talk about, I want this and I want that. And when we really talk to them, well, they hem and haw and scooch over here and scooch over there. Well, I don't, you know, I'm not, well, I have this. Oh, all right. as long as you're there with the intention, you're not going to create it. Only when you've processed through it and you really believe that you've overcome all of your own internal objections as to why you can't have it. And Veronica, for you, this would be peace with your family. These are big issues, and they're powerful, and you're all powerful, all of you. You can't play small anymore, people. Your planet needs you. Humanity needs you. And it's okay to create what it is you want in your life. We give you permission. In fact, we would say it's mandatory. Because the more you create in your own life, the more you're going to believe you can create in the world and for the world and for humanity and for the cosmos. You're testing the water. Now, when we say test, we always have to be careful with what we say to all of you, all right? Right now, you're driving around with training wheels. We want to see you take the training wheels off. And absolutely know that when you work with the energy of that hurricane heading up the East Coast, that you can connect with it in a personification and negotiate with it. And work with it to head out to sea. And believe it. These are all preparation. We go back to Atlantis once again. Many of you know that you carry the sorrow of one of those three destructions. Some of you, all three of them, where you felt that you failed or others let you down. And you don't want to fail this time. And it's time to stretch. And the only way you're going to be able to save America is by believing in your power, not being afraid, not recoiling, not scuffing the ground with your toe, going, "Oh, shucks, I'm not that, I can't do that." Your world's counting on you. The universe is counting on you. More than you can imagine. The path that it took for each one of you to be on the planet at this timing is so big. There was so much preparation. And so many people stepped aside for you to be the one. And they're counting on you as well.
We have to draw to a close.
All right. Veronica, you want to talk about your shows?
Yeah, My next Tuesday at 8 o'clock, Paradigm Shifters, is going to be Lady Ashtar through Terry Simons. It should be fun. And then next Thursday will be back with you at 8 o'clock and with my own show at 7 o'clock on BBS Radio.
Wonderful. All right. We would like to work with all of you tonight. And your higher self. And your unseen friends. And we ask you, if you are willing, to call us all in for a conference, if you will. And any other teachers that you feel connected to, we want to add that in. The more the merrier. But those that you feel a true intimacy with are people. You know, that would be our only caveat. And angels, archangels, whoever else, right? And as you go to sleep, allow yourself, as you, before you go completely under, to go to your sacred place, wherever that may be. For some of you that do the chakra activation, it's the inner earth star. For others, you've created a sacred place, perhaps in a forest or a grotto or wherever. And allow them all to come and be with you. And allow us, your star friends and family, and the many others, ascended masters and beings that are all part of the team, to come in and work with you. All right? About the realities that you want to create. And the visions that you're holding for your planet. And your life. And your family. For the new earth. For the new reality. We believe in you, everyone. More than you know. We're counting on you. As are so many others. We love you. And as always, it's a joy to be with you. And with you, dear Veronica.
Thank you, and you.
This is your time, people. This is what you prepared, in some cases, many lifetimes for. Take it seriously. You're powerful enough. You really are. To step out there now and to dream a bigger dream for your country, your planet, and for humanity. We love you, dear ones. Until we speak with you again in this format, and until tonight in your dream time, namaste.
Namaste.
We still on?
Yep.
Okay, good. All right, everyone, we love you. Remember that a part of each and every one of you is in Veronica and I, and a part of us are in you. It can be no other way because we really are all one. And it's wonderful to be with you. I'm so grateful, and I love you all, and I love you, Ronnie. Have a wonderful night, and enjoy working with the team. What?
Said I'm glad you're back.
Thank you, honey. All right, and you're on my mind all the time, Veronica.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.